Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, May 28th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are supported this week by CardPointers. Leading off today, new images from Bloomberg reveal our first look at Apple's redesigned Siri interface coming with iOS 27. The images are illustrations created based on information viewed by Bloomberg and people with knowledge of Apple's plans. The report largely rehashes all of what Bloomberg previously reported about the new Siri design, but this time with illustrations. For example, the report says Siri will live inside the dynamic island as part of iOS 26. Users will have two ways to access Apple's assistant. They can say the wake word, or they can hold down the power button. This will trigger a redesigned animation in the dynamic island. Users will also be able to swipe down from the top center of the iPhone anywhere throughout iOS 27. This will launch a new search or ask interface for getting things done or searching by typing, though voice will also remain an option. To access Notification Center, you'll now need to swipe only from the top left corner of your iPhone. The search or ask interface will let users launch apps, start text messages, ask about the weather, add calendar appointments, and other similar tasks. They'll also be able to search the web using Apple's new AI-powered search system. Apple has also been testing ways to open up iOS 27 to third-party AI agents installed through the App Store, and through this search and ask interface is how those agents will be presented to users. The story also includes illustrations of Siri's integration into the Camera app and the standalone chatbot app. The Camera app is also becoming customizable in iOS 27 with a new Add Widgets panel, and there are illustrations showing the AI-powered grammar checking tools and photo editing options like Extend and Reframe. You can hit the link in the show notes to check out these images courtesy of Bloomberg. Next up today, continuing on the Siri trend, a new report from The Information has fresh details on Apple's partnership with Google for AI features being implemented behind the scenes. The wide-ranging report focuses on the core technologies behind the features Apple will announce at WWDC rather than the features themselves. The report stresses Apple will continue touting on-device processing as a priority for its next wave of AI features. It says Apple is using a version of Google's large Gemini model to train a smaller version of that model that can run locally on Apple devices, a process known as distillation. The report explains Apple is also looking to acquire smaller companies that can assist in the effort of shrinking down AI models to run on its devices. But many AI queries are still expected to need cloud support. That's because the full Gemini model powered by Google has trillions of parameters and requires so much computing horsepower that Apple has struggled to get it to work on its own internal server infrastructure called private cloud compute. The solution reportedly involves turning to Google Cloud and NVIDIA's AI chips. Some user queries to the new version of Siri will run in Google Cloud on a licensed version of Gemini. Apple also recently approved the use of a privacy technology from NVIDIA in that setting, suggesting it will use NVIDIA AI chips for at least some of its computing needs in Google Cloud. Confidential compute is a security feature inside NVIDIA GPUs that encrypts data and AI models as they are being processed. When enabled, it slightly slows down the processing of AI queries in the cloud, but it could help Apple keep its promises about protecting user privacy. So all of that is to say, when Apple announces iOS 26 in just a couple of weeks, it's expected to continue hammering the privacy focus of its features and will even continue using the private cloud compute branding. We are sponsored this week by CardPointers, the best way to earn more from your credit cards every day. With CardPointers, most users save over $750 per year. CardPointers shows you in-depth details about the rewards and offers for each of your cards. One of my favorite features is the Safari extension that shows you exactly what card to use and which offers are available for that purchase to maximize your rewards. 9 to 5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively save 50% on CardPointers, and you can get lifetime access to Hotel Slash, a members-only hotel booking tool that helps you find lower hotel rates. Just hit the link in the show notes to get started today. Running out today, the new Oura Ring 5 has arrived, and it packs a suite of new features for fans of the smart ring form factor. It's the latest example of the increasing Apple Watch competition. The biggest change with the Oura Ring 5 is its design. Oura says it's 40% smaller than its predecessor, giving it a design that looks much closer to a traditional ring rather than a smart ring. This is a dramatic reduction in overall size and addresses one of the biggest complaints of the previous Oura Ring generations. Oura also says the Ring 5 includes a new signal architecture for better skin contact, as well as more powerful LEDs for clear and more consistent readings. There are also 12 new stronger signal pathways for greater accuracy across more finger types and skin tones. Despite the dramatically smaller design, you also still get week-long battery life with the Oura Ring 5. In terms of new health features, Oura is introducing a new health radar capability, which it says will continuously monitor key biometric signals in the background to surface patterns that members should pay attention to before they become problems. One aspect of Health Radar is blood pressure signals. This continually detects shifts and patterns that may indicate cardiovascular strain and alerts members when their biometrics suggest signs of increasing blood pressure. Nighttime breathing is another facet of Health Radar to help members understand how sleep and breathing patterns might impact their overall health. Nighttime breathing will give Oura users a 30-day rolling view of sleep-related breathing patterns and disturbances to learn when breathing changes may be impacting sleep and whether further evaluation by a healthcare professional might be warranted. Other announcements from Oura today include a partnership with on-demand care platform Counsel Health to bring AI care directly into the Oura app. Oura users can also now bring clinical data into the app with a new health records feature. And there's a new GLP-1 Insights feature in the Oura app that gives members a single view of their medication journey. The Oura Ring 5 is available to pre-order today for $400 in black and silver, or $500 for gold, stealth, brushed silver, and deep rose. You'll also need an Oura membership, which is $5.99 per month, or $70 per year. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.